Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Hello, everyone. Not much changed since yesterday other than we've gotten some results back. Jay does have a strained hamstring. Any questions?
How long are you guys estimating on that?
We'll just update you on Wednesday as part of our injury protocol.
Is that good news, though, John? I mean, the fact that's not obviously something seriously severe?
Well, I think anytime it's not real severe, I think it's good news. But we'll just evaluate it going forward. We got game planning tonight for Seattle and tomorrow, and the players are back in on Wednesday.
How much do you typically need a starting quarterback to practice to feel comfortable with him playing?
You know, I think on Wednesdays, probably not as importantly as, you know, later in the week. But, you know, you hate to individualize something. I've seen guys not practice all week and play pretty good on Sundays.
Was Jay at an MRI this morning? Is that what he went through?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into all the tests, but that could have been one of them.
John, have you guys decided to bring in a quarterback for this week, another quarterback?
Not having decided that yet. I think we'll evaluate that, and we have all the way till Saturday to do anything like that.
Ken, Ryan Pace made a point, I think, in the offseason when he started to, you know, hire nutritionists and physical therapy, you know, the right people to avoid a lot of these types of injuries that you're having. Is that a disappointment? I know you expect some injuries, but is it disappointing to have this many or this quickly in the season after you place an emphasis on it in the offseason?
Well, I think, some people have histories of different injuries. I think our nutritionists and our strength and conditioning people have done a very good job. It was a little bit of a fluke play, you know, for a quarterback, I think. We played a guy a week ago that had a calf injury, down the stretch of his season. I had a guy in Denver that's probably a first ballot Hall of Famer that played about 6 weeks with, a similar quad injury, muscle pull type of thing. They happen. You don't like to see any injuries. You like to be at full strength, but reality is it doesn't happen very often.
The adjustments for Adam as a play caller, having to pay with things on the fly yesterday and kind of reconfigure the offense for what Jimmy can do?
Well, I mean, it's never really easy. We had those two takeaways that happened really fairly instantaneously after Jay went out. So it didn't make things easier, but they seldom are.
John, did you get any more clarity after watching the tape on what happened on the pick six that Jay threw? Bad throw, misread by Martellus,
I think probably all the above. We probably could have put them in a better position coaching-wise. I mean, we didn't execute as well as we need to. It's like everything is usually not, I'm not into blaming one guy or a guy. Football's 11 guys doing stuff. We could have coached it better and we could have executed better.
John, we saw Jay take that helmet-to-helmet shot before the touchdown to Josh Bellamy. Did that affect him at all?
You'd have to ask him that. I think it's one of the plays that we'll turn in to the officiating crew.
Have you talked to
I don't know if it was a matter of anybody, one particular player sitting down. We actually had the guy play for Alan Ball as well. So, it's just a matter of keeping guys fresh and putting a guy in that's earned the right to do that.
What more do you need to see out of those cornerbacks right now? Obviously, they're vulnerable on the defense.
Well, like our whole football team, we need to improve. I think I don't know if I can isolate the fact that we're 0-2 to one position. I think as a football team, we have to execute and play better, and we have to coach it and prepare them better.
John, is yesterday's performance an indication that this is a bigger job than you thought?
I don't really know how you mean that. All these jobs.
Ahead of schedule, it seemed like it throughout, but from the start, as far as knowing the team, knowing what you had, is yesterday's game, is that kind of an indication that there might be more work to do here, either on the roster or actually coaching up with players or whatever, to get where you want to go?
You know, I think all of these jobs are important, and they're all tough. You know, I think I don't know that we're the only team in the league that's 0-2. I don't know if we're the only team in the league that lost yesterday. You know, I think, you know, it is what it is, and we need to improve, and we're doing everything we can to do that.
Was Jay around today for meetings and stuff?
Yeah, everybody was around today.
John, to what do you most attribute the issues with penalties, and what's the message after something like that that appears to be obviously kind of a troubling theme Sunday?
Well, you know, like anything, you know, maybe not as good a technique, maybe not as good a focus, maybe not as good an execution. They typically lead to penalties, whether they're pass interference penalties, false start penalties, holding penalties. Yeah, I think downfield pass interference is a little bit more of a field position changing type of penalty, unlike a lot of penalties. I don't know that I think one of our penalties was hitting the quarterback. So I don't think so.
How close was Alshon to playing yesterday?
I'd say something, but I can't. It's, you know, it's fairly a black and white thing as far as he's either ready or he's not. So how close, I don't know. He wasn't able to play. I'd say it's yet to be determined.
When you went back and looked at it, what did you see out of Jimmy? Obviously, thrown in there for
the headquarters. You know, as I mentioned yesterday, I think, you know, for the circumstances and his preparation reps and getting ready to play Arizona, most backups are not getting all those reps, regardless of the position. I think at the quarterback position, it's a little tougher because you have to be in tune to everybody else completely. But I think all in all, he did okay.
So, John, is there a chance that Jay practices on Wednesday?
I mean, I don't know. Is it going to be heads or tails on Sunday? I don't know.
John, how do you go about trying to repair? Do you think Kyle Fuller's confidence is in need of a bit of repair? Have you been in situations like this? And what's the next step to try and get him back to where he needs to be?
Well, I think right now, I think, you know, at 0-2, you know, I think guys' mindset, Kyle's or anybody else's in that room, is to get better. And I think, you know, our opponent we play this week is 0-2. So I'm sure they're going through the same type of adjustments and changes as we are.
So when you said yesterday we're going to find out about guys, what are some of the things you look for this week in terms of preparation and guys that are the criteria you're talking about when you say that?
Well, I think, you know, those are day-to-day growing pains or growth. You know, I think it'd be a little hard for me to say it right now today. All we had was a meeting. You know, I think they have tomorrow off, and as we form up on Wednesday, it'll be a little more telling.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, thank you. Yeah.